We're reading from Kabbalah for the Student, Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, page 642. Questions may be asked on kab.tv/eng. Selected questions related to the theme of the lesson will be aired. Item 184.
Hence, this discernment of the parsa, the place of the chazeh, splits the degree into four special bechinot called abiyah. Atzilut through the chazeh, and abiyah, and biyah from chazeh and down. We are learning that we have in the light the Creator dedicated to creation, here comes the desire to receive out of absence. This desire to receive until it develops in four degrees. Or we can draw them as circles from the aspect of the shoresh, root, it's the light itself. Aleph, Bet, Gimel, and Daled, A, B, C, and D. The fourth discernment is the most inner one. As they develop, the discernments, those degrees. Or we can draw them in the following way: Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Daled. Whereby these degrees develop and come to the greatest desire, called the fourth discernment. Whereby in the same developments, the fourth development is called the creature. And not the previous degrees. The previous degrees are all the qualities of the Creator. And the fourth discernment is included of all the qualities of the Creator called the first nine sefirot, yeah? And the fourth discernment is malchut, included of them, receiving of them, also the qualities and also the light in accordance with those qualities and so on. This fourth discernment, therefore, is included of two very special discernments. We learn them that until Bina, until Bina is the influence of the light entirely to the Kelim, to the same point. And from the beginning of Bina onwards, it is already a response of the Kli to the influence of the light. When the Bina wants to resemble Keter, hence it turns its face downwards and give birth to the third discernment, Bechina Gimel, which are her sons, and Daled, Malchut. This division is already clear and derived from the Kelim that are coming from the part of the Creator. Here is the bestowal, the influence of the light, and here is the response of the light. And in the Kelim, it is expressed later on in the desire to receive, whereby the desire to receive is divided into Galgal Tainaim and Achap. Meaning, within the desire to receive of the creature, even though it is a desire to receive, however, this desire to receive is felt as a desire to receive under the influence of the light. It is not yet developed enough. It is under the dominion of the light. It is called Gilgal Tainaim, vessels of bestowal, of Yud, Shosh, and Aleph, and receptacle vessels, Bet, Gimel, and Dalet. Also, we relate part of Bina upwards to Chochmah. When we say Bina is the essence of Chochmah, the same light that is in Chochmah. But the same part that responds is already in the Achap, in the Ozen. Thus we divide the Kelim. Therefore, when we talk about the correction, We are also talking about that division in the desire to receive, whereby there are the kelim that can be corrected, and certainly will be corrected to start with, because they are under the control of the Creator, the control of the light. However, there are kelim which are not under the control of the light, rather they want to resemble the light, and then those kelim are under the dominion of the creature, and in them then there is a problem whereby we are incapable of correcting those kelim completely at once. Even a small portion we take from each and every kli, there are such parts there that we need to cut off, as a stony heart, as all kind of corrections, and only certain portions to correct in a manner that never the desire is completely corrected. Rather, in every desire we are taking, there are parts we are incapable of correcting them. Hence, all of our reality is in the world of correction, divided in clear fashion in those two parts, Galgal Tainaim and Achap, the same division in the souls, in our actions, in the light that affects us, also come to us in form, in a selective form, say scrutinized, whereby it gives us a certain scrutiny for part of the kelim and gives us facts, knowledge, discernments, that there are some of the kelim that we are incapable of scrutinizing. Rather, their scrutiny is only in us scrutinizing the fact that we are incapable of working with them. So not how to work with them, rather the fact that we are incapable of working with them. And then we discern those kelim from our correction, and we're not using them. This is how we work till the end of correction. And again, I say this subdivision is already from the fourth Bechinot, from that original Havaya we have in the four discernments of the direct light. Please reading on. And the beginning of the distinction is in Ak itself, but there the Parsa descended through its Tabu. Hence the Atzilut in it is the Absag, that end above its Tabu. From this Tabu down, it is its Bia, the place of two Patsufim, Ma and Bon, in it. This is how the five Patsufim of Ak are divided into Abia, by the force of the Siyum of Tzimtzum Bet, called Parsa. Galgalta is the Rosh. Absag through its Tabu are Atzilut. And the Ma and Bon in its Tabu down is Bia. Meaning, already, even in the first Patsuf, there are inner discernments we can speak of, well, of course, in all the five parts of Im Gilgal Ta'ab Sagmabon, although it is still gathered in one kli, nevertheless, we already there have signs. The past is not in control yet. However, there are already signs that Gilgal Ta'ab and Sag up to his upper part belong to the Kelim de Ashpa, and the Kudot de Sag already having them belonging to the Kelim of Kabbalah. Hence they are on the one hand Bina, on the other hand belonging to Malchut, and hence those Nekudot go downwards and they start all matter of the correction of Nehi of Galgalta. Yes. Item Kuf Pei Hei 185. Similarly, all five Patsufim of the world of Atzilut are divided into their own Keter Nabiya. Arich Anpin is the Rosh of the whole of Atzilut. The upper Abba and Ima, which are Ab, clothing from Peh and down Arechanpin to the Chazeh, are Atzilut. And there, at the point of Chazeh, stands Parsa, which ends the Bechinat Atzilut of the world of Atzilut. Yusut, which are Sag, clothing from Chazeh de Arechanpin, through its Tabur, are Briah de Atzilut. Zon, which are Ma and Bon, clothing from Tabur de Arechanpin, through the Siyum of Atzilut, are Yetzira and Asiya de Atzilut. Thus, the world of Atzilut, too, with its five Patsufim, is divided into Rosh and Abia. And so do the five Patsufim of Ak. But here stands the Parsa at its place in Chazeh Darechanpin, which is its true place. Reading on. Item 186. However, in the worlds in general, all the three Patsufim, Galgalta, Ab, Sag, Deak, are regarded as the general Rosh. And the five Patsufim of the world of Atzilut, which clothe from Tabu Deak down to the general Parsa, being the Parsa that was made at the Chazeh de Nekudot de Sag, are the general Atzilut. And the general three worlds, Bia, stands from Parsa down. Item 187. We're in page 643. In this very way, each particular degree in each of the worlds, Abia, is divided into Rosh and Abia. Even Malchut, the Malchut, the Asiya, because it contains a Rosh and a Guf. The Guf is divided into Chazeh, Tabu, and Siyum Aglin. The Parsa below the Atzilut of that degree stands at its Chazeh and ends the Atzilut. From Chazeh to Tabu, it is considered the Briah of the degree, which the point of Tabu concludes. From Tabu down to its Siyum Aglin, it is considered Yetzirah and Asiya of the degree. And with respect to the Sefirot, the Chagat through Chazeh are considered Atzilut. The two bottom thirds of Tiferet from Chazeh to Tabu are considered Briah. Nehi is Yetzira, and Malchut is Asiya. 188. For this reason, the Rosh of each degree is ascribed to Bechinat Keter, or Yechida, or Patsuf Galgalta. The Atzilut in it, from Peh to the Chazeh, is ascribed to Chochmah, to Or Chaya, or to Patsuf Ab. The Briah in it, from Chazeh to Tabu, is ascribed to Bina, to Or Neshama, or to Patsuf Sag. And the Yetzirah and Asiya in it, from Tabu downwards, are ascribed to Zon, to Light Ruach Nefesh, or to Patsuf Ma and Bon. Examine the book Ha'ilan from image number 3 onwards, how each Patsuf is divided by these Bechinot. So he wants to tell us that, as we spoke, that in general, even as I draw here from the fourth discernment of the direct light, we already have the division into Galgal Tainai Menachab. Yeah? And should we look at it along all the worlds, so also the same, we can see, that's in the Ilan, that in these Patsufim, Galgalta Absag, still we do not feel it. Rather, below Tabu, it starts being the part that is truly problematic. You can ask, what about the upper mind bone of Galgalta? Well, their place should be below the Tabu. Correct. These mind and bone only adds, they only added to Galgalta Absag, the upper one. But they don't have their own existence. They are there to be as the ones passing the lights of Absag. Straight after that, from the Kudot Desag, we have down to Tabu, the general Tabu, and the subdivision of the Nekudot Desag, you see. It's the Partsuf that descended. And then immediately there is its division over the Chazeh. Initially it is Chazeh, the drawing, verses of Bistol, verses of reception. The vessels where it's the second restriction occurred, and then immediately there's a subdivision by Tzimtzum Bet when talking of Kelim, the Sag with the Kelim of Malchut. So there are immediately the subdivision into the place, the Makom, place of the world of Atzilut, where the vessels of Bistol rules, and below the Parsa, the place of the world of Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiya. It's still a place, it's not, these are not the worlds yet, whereby the vessels of reception rules. We are on page 652 in Kabbalah for the student. Later on, what in this place of the inclusion of the quality of mercy with judgment, meaning the division into Galgal Tanaim and Achab, whereby only Galgal Tanaim exists here, it is the Katnut of the world of Nikudim, and the Gadlut of the world of Nikudim, whereby there is the inclusion of Galgal Tanaim and Achab. However, this inclusion didn't turn out nicely. There is the breaking of the vessels. And then, from there onwards, we having comes the world of the correction, the world of Atzilut, which is built according to the world of Adam Kadmon, every world of five parts, but in a clear manner, whereby the world of the correction is entirely divided in the most clearly way to Galgal Tanaim and Achab. It is entirely and in each and every part of it, whereby you have no correction or light that comes from above, or any combination in our work that is outside of that division of Galgal Tanaim and Achab. And also in our work, when we ascend out of our world to the spiritual, we also have a division how we exist in this world, then the preparation time, and afterwards as we correcting Galgal Tanaim, Chafetz Chesed, and later on when we correcting the Achab, whereby we have a Bistol, and here we have reception in order to bestow. And that's all the parts in each and every detail. When we're going to correct it and show Shalef, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, all the degrees of Aviyut, even in each and every degree of Aviyut, we are correcting the Galgal Tanaim, and with the Achab, we always have the work, additional work, additional certain work, whereby, even as you remember, the world of Atzilut emerged on Aviyut, the Bechinat Shoresh, that is restricted in the second restriction. This is called the degree of Ubar. Later on it became the Gadlut, and more addition of Aleph, the Aviyut, and so on. Meaning, the all the corrections coming in guarding the big gap between Gilgal Tanaim and Achab. And we always come from below upwards by guarding that subdivision. And in all the worlds, from the fourth Mechinot of direct light, But there it's all in concealment. All the discernments are now in the four b'chinot of direct light. However, later on they're scrutinized and emerge and revealed. So also there, that subdivision as we depicted, that from Zad Bina onwards, they already starting the discernments in relation to Ahab. And the revelation of Ahab indeed happens in the worlds of Bia, and especially with us under the Passover when we are moving towards the corrections. Yes. This connection feels like a conclusion as quickly as possible from above down, because this is what he writes also. He says the division of the Patsuf, all the Patsuf into Keter and Abia, and truly give us in all the world that subdivision. Then it feels like we're coming to the end of the whole Pticha, as if something more is missing, as if he gave the whole from above downwards, as if it cut off in the middle. It is indeed cut off in the middle. When we are learning the wisdom of Kabbalah, we're mainly learning in a formal manner. If you're looking at the flow of the material, it's from Insof, almost down to our world, almost. Also doesn't quite explain. The closer it is to us, the less he explains. Why can't he give something small about the birth of Adam Rishon, the breakage, and the sin? Well, the birth, he explained. It does, not here. Yeah, well, we see that from the beginning of the world of Atzilut, he avoids it. Even the structure of the world of Atzilut, the whole structure of the world of Atzilut, he brought us in very short details, and nothing is understood there also. I had that claim also to Abash, and he said that, first of all, this is how it is. It's one thing. Second thing, Bala Sulam thought about the fact that we still came to the Book of Zohar with a general knowledge and not don't need so much. Well, he was afraid, although he cared to interpret things on the one hand, but on the other hand, he wanted that in this interpretation he allows you the way to develop your soul, the vessel of sensation and not a vessel of the intellect. And he had a problem in that. And also all Kabbalists, because the tongue is a very dry, analog, scientific, dry. And there's a fear that man would be attracted to that. Especially when we are in our developed desire to receive, and the more it is developed by the intellect. Hence, we have tendency, inclination towards science instead of sensation, emotion. And there is a problem here when you bring the person into the klipa, to the shells. Whereby if you receive everything intellectually and start interpreting it as mechanical things that are somewhere there in the sky, or even in him as kind of an inner physiology, but it's not attaching it to the correction, or the emotional correction, the sensual correction, then this is a problem. Hence, also at his study place. There are two camps, one could say. One which called Hillel Gebstein. He was a great intellectual with a very analytical mind, really good at scrutinizing, and used to know in a very nice manner the whole of Taz and many parts, but intellectually. And he used to interpret it amazingly. However, he used to draw the person to the point of scrutiny, and by that, removing the person from inner correction. And he had a problem between, there was a problem between him and Rabash. We really felt that. And the students of Hillel Vav Hillel are to this day are dedicating themselves to all kind of scrutinies and wordings in the task wise this way and the other way with their corporeal mind, not out of attainment, rather out of the fact that within the intellect it's on the degree of the average person, the common person, but from much knowledge, of acquiring much knowledge, and then it turns out that it stops them from developing to attainment. And as nicely as they know to speak and seemingly clever, one should not err with the fact that there is no attainment there, rather they're talking through reading much and having lots of knowledge. Therefore, the students of Abash especially used to come out confused, not understanding, not attracted to the knowledge itself. Rather, when will I feel? When will I... And the other students used to come out of the study with, I know a bit more, I understand a bit more, I connected it all the nice connection, and so on. These are two approaches that indeed have to be discerned. But they live with his secret. The suffering, the torments, the problems, the development of the ego moves from science. That's why it's the end of science, and people will not be attracted to know. What do I get out of knowing? They'll be clever to understand very quickly that knowing is intellectual, external. It doesn't bring a solution. I need to open up the sky. And that's only in the external mind. If the mind grows over the emotion, meaning through attainment, that's something else. But if it grows before attainment, it is called his wisdom greater than his deeds. Then it sealed the person and he remained kind of a clever. In Hebrew it says, chacham balayla, clever at night, because he's in darkness, but he doesn't even feel it because his wisdom seemingly adds to him what he is lacking in spirituality. Well, let's hope we will guard ourselves from all that and come to revelation. And from tomorrow, we will continue Beit Shara Kavanot. And let's sing the house of the gate of intentions, Book of the Ari. Beforehand, we'll sing a song together. נטפס לו לממש את החיים מלא כבר עשה נמאס להיות לבד אז בואו נתחבר ונשאיר כאפשך נפרדנו בבבל ירדנו למצרים יצאנו לגלות שנמשך שנת 2000 עכשיו זהו הזמן עכשיו אנו יודעים שהעיקר חיפו בין חברים